15, trust in Jehovah when you receive direction.
Consider these Bible examples. Right after Moses got the law, one of the very first things that happened was a man broke the Sabbath and gathered wood. The case was brought before Moses, he consulted with Jehovah, and the sentence of death was given, despite no one being hurt. Now consider this example, Uriah the Hittite. David had him killed in connection with his sin with Bathsheba. Someone very much did get hurt. Yet from an outward point of view, David seemingly walked away unpunished. If you were an onlooker during this time, would you have had confidence in these appointed men? Would you have wondered if Moses really inquired of the just and merciful God Jehovah? Would you have wondered if David improperly used his position as king to excuse himself from punishment? The Watchtower words this pretty strongly. The plain truth is that we cannot say we trust in Jehovah if we do not trust in his earthly representatives, those whom Jehovah trusts. Now, the earthly organization starts at the governing body, trickles down to the branch offices, to the traveling overseers, to the elder arrangements. And naturally, we have such reverence for the governing body, don't we? But when you start out up here, when you get to the local elder body, it's just a little less, isn't it? That's just human nature. We all do it. It happens. And that's why we appreciate these timely reminders. Let's just take the reminder, work on it, and move on. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. So let's look up Hebrews 15:17 to get that reminder. Hebrews 15:17. Be obedient to those who are taking the lead among you, and be submissive. For they are keeping watch over you as those who will render an account, so that they may do this with joy and not with sighing, for this would be damaging to you. Now, we're not reading this because this is new information for us. We're reading this because it's a reminder to have respect for Jehovah's organization, regardless of what position they're in. If they're appointed men, we want to be obedient. And that's not always easy. How did you feel a couple of years back when we heard that there were two new congregations being formed? That may have been a challenge for some people. For some, they may have worried that they may be asked to move. They may have long-standing friends here that they would be asked to leave behind. Or conversely, maybe there were new ones here who finally just started laying down some roots and now they're being asked to do it again in another congregation. Or simply just arranging our schedule to have to be at the meetings at a different night. That's a challenge for some. Now, we don't ask people to undergo hardship just to attend a meeting. There is some flexibility there. Elders don't know our unique circumstances. They don't have special powers of insights. And because of that, sometimes that can make it a little bit more of a challenge to trust in them the way Jehovah asks us to. Only we know if we have legitimate reasons to go against the direction or if we're just making excuses. Let's look up Acts 20:28. An interesting point is made here. Acts 20:28. Pay attention to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers to shepherd the congregation of God. So there we have the elders taking the lead. But notice this next part. To shepherd the flock of God, which he purchased with the blood of his own son. Think about the value that seat you're sitting in has to Jehovah. What it took to put you in that seat. Jehovah paid an extremely high price for it. So as he's protecting this investment that he's made in us, he wants the elder body to succeed. So he's going to bless that arrangement. And that in turn gives us confidence in the arrangements. Fortunately, it's rare that anyone is ever openly disrespectful to the elder body. But these timely reminders do help us to have greater appreciation for them. And it's a good reminder to trust the people that Jehovah trusts. So perhaps even if we're doing well in this, we can always apply this in such a way as to say, even if I'm doing well, can I do even better? So if we point to an elder that perhaps we work with a lot, or perhaps our service overseer, how can we make his job easier?